When you sit down to do your personal or family budget, you, of course, look at what you know you have and decide how to spend it for things like bills, necessities, and hopefully some fun stuff. Government, no, it does not work that way. They decide on how much they're going to spend and then hope they'll somehow find the money to pay for what they've already spent. Now, as we've seen in recent years in New Jersey with the state budget, that path has led to financial panic along with increased budget and obligation debt. Now with the state budget featuring the highest spending amount ever in the history of New Jersey, how much more of a financial trap for the state's future has been created? Here to discuss this is the state director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, Erica Jednak. Hello, Erica.
Chris, thanks for having me on.
And always good to have you with us. AmericansForProsperity.org is where you start off, and on the top left page, there's a drop-down menu for the states. If you're listening in New Jersey, obviously New Jersey, wherever you're listening on the stream, you can find your state chapter that way as well. And as I mentioned, Erica, the promise of fiscal responsibility in this budget seems to have gone out the window at all levels of state government, hasn't it?
Yes, it's lost, especially today. We're going down to Trenton in the final days of the budget season with New Jersey, and we're looking at tax hikes, unfortunately.
Well, when you look at it, it's $34.8 billion. That's 3% or another billion more than the current budget that we are in. What's the major reasons for that increase in spending?
Yes, so a lot has to do with our liabilities as well as school funding. And our pension, our public pension liabilities keep going up every year.
Which is one of the largest problems, and again, one of the biggest quagmires, because everyone says a solution is needed, but no one wants to do a solution. It seems like it has to be, you know, there's already the hole that's there, which you have to fill, obviously. But it seems like the part two of the problem is no one wants to make sure that a new hole doesn't get dug. How do the various sides of state government even come into some sort of realm of reality to rectify that conflict?
Well, you know, there's no silver bullet, Chris, but what we do need is political will at this point. And the Pension Commission has already outlined a possible plan. However, they actually recommended that the legislature enact their plan to move to a hybrid defined benefit defined contribution plan and also change things for new hires. However, the legislature has not had the political will to do so. And instead, what we might see this coming fall is a ballot question asking New Jerseyans if they want to fully fund the pension system before anything else in the budget.
As I said in the introduction, the state budget is put together with a level of expectation of what's going to come in versus looking at what's in spending it like normal people do. Seems like over the past couple of years, the revenue projections by the Christie administration have been, to put it mildly, fantasy. Is that the same thing we're looking at here?
We are, unfortunately. And we really can't assume higher revenue growth than even the economy and other states when we're taxing people out and taxing companies out. We've seen Mercedes-Benz and a number of other companies leave the state just because of the awful tax climate here.
Which brings us to the tax situation, and we've seen over the past couple of weeks a little turmoil with a plan promoted by Steve Arjo and a few other co-sponsors, which got cast aside at the last minute for a surprise. Chris Christie really basically endorsed and created a plan that would call for a higher gas tax and also a lower sales tax. The problem is the gas is going to cost more, and that will in time probably mean less money spent on gas by New Jersey residents. And sure, a lower sales tax is fine, but who says people are going to be spending more? You know, how does all that balance out?
Correct. And there really has not been any projections on how this is going to change New Jerseyans' behavior, just with less people gassing up or even moving the hybrid cars, right?
Sure. And especially, I mean, there's no guarantee the gas is going to stay at the $2 range that it's at right now. If gas goes back up to a $3, $4 range, again, we wind up with that big revenue problem because the state's obviously banking, especially for the Transportation Trust Fund, on people gassing up their vehicles, and that gas tax filling that obligation and financial hole that the state is facing as well.
Exactly. And, you know, on principle, we support the gas tax as a user fee. However, not with all the corruption going on within the DOT, the state of New Jersey. And we're also looking for some accountability with this money. So we want some assurance that the state isn't going to use bonding authority on this new revenue for another 30 years, past the lifetime of many roads. And also send it to light rail projects, which have not been shown to be cost-effective.
So Erica Jednak, who is the state director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans Prosperity, americansofprosperity.org, you hit the drop-down menu at the top left side of the page. Click on New Jersey if you're obviously in New Jersey, or if you haven't moved out of New Jersey yet. And for whoever state you're listening to on the stream, you do so for your state, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Look at the gas tax plans, Erica. Again, bitter pill, biting the bull, whatever the case may be. Was the Sarlo-Orho plan at least a little more realistic because it allowed, yeah, everyone was going to pay a higher, more money on the gas tax, but you had increase for New Jersey residents in tax exemptions where, over time at least, it would have been out-of-state drivers who would have been paying the lion's share of the gas tax.
Yeah, so we actually, we did not find that to be the case. When senators have asked the Office of Legislative Services about any studies of how many people actually pay the gas tax from out of state, it has not been substantiated. At least with the sales tax, it's a broad-based cut. And while we don't support the deal, again, it's better than just having tax cuts when you retire or you die. Again, if these things were on their own, we certainly support an estate tax repeal. But frankly, it just does nothing tied to the Transportation Trust Fund. It doesn't fix any of the TTF issues or the restructuring that we need to pay-as-you-go funding.
I mean, is this Christie punting? I mean, we've always seen the legislature punt on budget issues and say, okay, we'll work on this the next time around. Next time around, the next time around never comes around. Christie walking out the door, is this his way of saying, well, hey, I gave it a shot. Time for whoever's next will have to clean this one up.
You know, I think it's more so looking for a headline. We're going to see Americans for Tax Reform, not affiliated with our group, but they'll be coming in and endorsing this plan and standing with the governor on it. And frankly, Chris, we've been on the ground for more than 2 years on this issue. We've touched of thousands of members of the public who don't want to see this happen. And we've even heard that switchboards at the State House have been shut down with the calls that have come through. So, you know, whether Christie is punting or not, the tax burden is still going to be on New Jerseyans' backs.
Is this in effect really, Erica, just to wrap things up, when the millionaires' tax was in play, the millionaires did what they were very easily able to do. They got out and took their money with them. So instead of getting that little piece out of the millionaires' assets and income in the states, now the state got nothing. Is this now trickling down to people in the middle class who are going to look at this situation and say, you know what, that's it, I'm out of here?
Yeah, look, I don't want to say that this is going to be the straw on the camel's back, but there's property taxes, right? There's so many other things that are crushing people, and it's a slow drain out of the state. It's not like the sky is falling. But, you know, I can say that I've spoken with retirees, plenty of young people who don't see the opportunity here and are leaving New Jersey. But we do see a different vision for the state of New Jersey. You know, we're still the pharmaceutical hub of North America. We have the most educated population in the whole Northeast. And we're a corridor state, right, between Philadelphia and New York City. So there's certainly a lot of potential here. And I know that there's a better vision for New Jersey.
Learn more about taxes in New Jersey, and there's certainly a lot of taxes in New Jersey you can learn about. And what the positions of Americans for Prosperity for New Jersey is, you can go to americansforprosperity.org. On the drop-down menu on the top of the page, click on New Jersey. And even more importantly, become more proactive in this and the other related issues that Americans for Prosperity focuses on. We've been joined by the state director for the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, Erica Jednak. Erica, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.